This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3855 for Friday, the 12th of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled SSH or OpenSSH Escape Sequences. It is hosted by Claudio Miranda and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Claudio talks about OpenSSH escape sequence features.
Hey, Hacker Public Radio, this is Claudio Miranda, aka Claudio M, and I wanted to talk to you today about OpenSSH, specifically SSH escape sequences, something that I learned about recently. But it seems that I sort of already knew this after learning how to terminate an active SSH connection. The way you would terminate an active SSH connection is you would hit enter during your session, followed by a tilde and a period, and that terminates the connection. Now, when you'd want to use this, in the event that you have a disconnect between you and the remote SSH server, before what I would do is I would just close out the terminal and open it again since I was in a GUI, and then just reconnect. And if you're not using a GUI and you're in a standard Linux or BSD installation at the console, you would just switch to another virtual console and then reconnect again. I mean, that's kind of the roundabout way of doing it. It's a long way of doing it. But there are times where you don't have access to other options or other virtual consoles. For example, my Raspberry Pi, when I was running NetBSD on it, it only had one console. So if I had an SSH session going and I would lose the connection, I basically have to restart the Raspberry Pi. And I didn't want to do that. So I came to learn some time ago about the enter tilde period escape sequence to terminate the connections, and it's helped me a lot. But I always wondered if there were any other escape sequence commands that I could pass through. Well, after listening to episode 504 of BSD Now, which is the latest episode as of this recording, they discussed an article that goes into some detail about these SSH escape sequences. And if you hit enter during your active SSH session, you hit enter followed by tilde followed by a question mark, you get a list of commands or possible escape sequences that you can enter during your SSH session. And this, for me, was just a goldmine, because I had wanted to find out if that was even possible. Because I only thought that other command, the terminate command, was the only option. But apparently there's a few more. And I'm going to put a link to the BSD Now episode, along with the article that they discuss, in the show notes, as well as another article I found from SANS that goes into some other details and includes some other commands that aren't listed in the first article that I'll be posting. It seems that the OpenSSH client, the escape sequences differ on the operating systems you're using. So the ones listed on BSD are different from those on Linux, and they're different from a few others. Right now I'm looking at my OpenBSD session. I'm SSH to another machine from my OpenBSD machine, and I have a list of commands here when I do the enter tilde question mark, and it gives me the following possible escape sequence commands. So the first one shown is tilde period, which I already spoke about, and that's to terminate the connection, your SSH connection to the remote server. Then there's tilde uppercase B, as in Bravo. It sends a break to the remote system. After that is tilde uppercase R, and that requests a rekey with the remote server. Then following that is tilde uppercase V, and lowercase v, and that's v as in Victor on both. And it decrease/increases verbosity for the log level. Then after that is tilde caret uppercase z or z. And then the caret symbol usually means control. So it would be tilde control uppercase z or z to suspend the SSH session. Then that, after that one is tilde octothorpe. And if you don't know what an octothorpe is, it's the pound sign or the hash sign. That lists all your forwarded connections. After that is tilde ampersand or the and symbol. That one backgrounds your SSH session when waiting for connections to terminate. And then you have the tilde question mark, which brings up the help message that I'm reading out right now. Now, there is another command at the end that's tilde tilde, which sends the escape character by typing it twice. So if you think about an escape character on the command shell, on a bash shell, or on any type of shell, it's usually the backslash. For example, if you want your text editor read to open up a file that has a space in it for the name, like read:me.txt, then you would have to put a backslash before that space between read and me, in order to have the text editor interpret the space as part of the file name. So it's similar to that tilde escape sequence for SSH. So you would do tilde tilde to actually send the tilde character as the command. And it says, note that escapes are only recognized immediately after new line, and the new line is when you hit enter. So it would be enter, tilde, and then whatever letter command or command combination you want to enter to type. Now, that's on this OpenBSD machine. On my Linux machine, I actually have another command that's listed, another escape sequence, which is tilde capital C as in cat. C as in cat. So that opens a command line. And what it did, and by opening a command line, it actually opens an SSH prompt. So you'll get an SSH with a greater than symbol. And then in that, you can enter another command. So like, for example, if you want to do a port forwarding or do a proxy or something like that, without having to terminate the SSH session and typing it in again to reconnect, you can do it on the active session dynamically. So you would do a enter tilde capital C, and then it'll drop you to the SSH prompt, and then you would add whatever the switch is. Like, let's say if you wanted to do, you wanted to add a SOX proxy on port 9001 retroactively, you would drop, once you're in that prompt, you would type -D -D 9001. So, and that'll show that once you hit enter after that, it'll start forwarding that port to the active session without having to disconnect it, which is kind of neat. That you can pass those commands that way to an active session. There are a few other ones listed here on the SANS article. Let me see if there's any other different ones. No, they're pretty much the same, with the exception of the tilde capital C. So if you want to see what's running on your system or what escape sequence options you have on your system, just start an SSH connection to something and then hit enter tilde question mark to see what your supported escape sequences are. So I hope this was helpful to you. I know this was very helpful for me in learning all the escape sequences. Play around with them. I just kind of read through the other ones, and I tried them, but I didn't really see exactly what they did. For example, the rekey one, and the break. I tried those, and I didn't notice much of anything. So maybe it's something I'm missing on my end. But play around with those options and see what they do for you. And hopefully they'll be of use to you as you, you know, while you're using your active sessions. And also be sure to record an episode for Hacker Public Radio. We can always use some more shows and more people recording shows. So again, I hope this was helpful, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.